This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. We will begin Chaf Gimel Amud Bey is 23b. The first section is the black text. At the end of yesterday, we saw that the Jews in the Galil, the Jews of Yehuda, have a distinction, an argument with regard to Avelos on Shabbos. So Hani Amri was the last two words in the last page, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, that there is indeed mourning on Shabbos, right, what we call Avelos of Tzina, the private things. Learning Torah, relations with a spouse, those are certainly things that are done in private, they're not necessarily public. Hani Amri, and some say, Ein Avelos B'Shabbos, that there is no mourning at all on Shabbos, not even Dvarim Shebet Tzina. Now, what is the rationale for those two positions? All right, so they each go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two things. Ola, it counts, but Einam Afseket, it doesn't interrupt the morning. So Manda Amar Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, the person, right, who says the opinion that there is this Avelos, the private morning on Shabbos, Diktani Ola, right? It says it counts towards the Shiva. Obviously, if you have to observe something, the assumption is for it to count towards Shiva. So Ola implies that there's some level of mourning on Shabbos that allows us to count it towards the seven and say that you sat Shiva. Man de Amar ein Avelos b'Shabbos. The opinion that says there is no Avelos in Shabbos at all. Right? Diktani eina mafseket. Right, because the Mishnah says Shabbos does not cancel Shiva. Right, so now the Gemara says as follows, right? We have to make an inference. If you think that there's some mourning at all happening on Shabbos, right? Hashta Avelus Nahaga. Now that we say that you're actually observing mourning on Shabbos, Afsuke Mibai, you're going to have to tell me that it doesn't cancel Shiva? How can it cancel Shiva if you're literally observing Shiva on that day? Right? If Shabbos is not even enough to push off Avelos, how is it going to cancel it? Impossible. So from the fact that the Mishnah has to even tell us Eina Mafseket, we would only think Eina Mafseket if there's no Avelos at all. Comes the Mishnah to say, no, even though there is no Avelos, it does not stop it. But now we say, according to that opinion, which says there is no Avelos at all on Shabbos, Ela Haktani Ola, right, the Mishnah does say that it counts towards Shiva, implying that you do have some sort of mourning on Shabbos. So now that the Gemara deflects it and says, no, I need Ididik Kibaim, the Misne Seifa, Einan Olin, right, because the Sefer, when it talks about, right, not Shabbos, so the Yontif has to say they don't count towards the count of Shiva or Shloshim. So Tana Resha Ola. So the Mishnah, just to contrast it to the Sefer, to the end, talking about Yontif, so it uses the same language as Ola, that it counts towards seven, but that not meant to imply that there's any Avelos on Shabbos. We just want to have symmetry in the Mishnah. All right, now, according to the person who says, no, Ola means, right, that there is mourning on Shabbos, and that's, we learn it from the word Ola, Haktani, Einam Afseket. It says that Shabbos does not cancel it. What about that logical argument that the other side liked so much? Right, doesn't Einam Afseket imply that there is no Avelos on Shabbos? Otherwise, that phrase would be unnecessary. So the Gemara says, right, it's the same symmetry deflection. Mishim dekabari, the Mishnah Sefer mafsikin, because by Yontif, the Mishnah has to use the language of, yes, it does interrupt and cancel Shiva or Shloshim. So Tani Reisha, Eina Mafseket. The Reisha by Shabbat said, Eina Mafseket, just to have symmetry, but don't read any more into that at all. Now we're going to start a question, which we're actually going to have to pick up with after Shavuos. We're going to stop in the middle of the question, but after Shavuos, I will remind everyone what the question was, and we will pick up there. But let's start it today. So Lema Kitanai, let's say, right, that this argument about is there a velos on Shabbos is like this machlokas between Tana and this argument between sages on the Mishnah. Misha meto muta lefana. Right? That literally means you have your dead body in front of you. Somebody passes away and they're not yet buried, so they're in the house. Right? They didn't have cemetery, you know, they didn't have funeral homes that take the body, morgues, this stuff. They didn't have any of that. You died in the house, and then from the house you went to the cemetery. So if you have a mace in the house, so ochel b'bayis acher, you should go and eat in a different house. Ein lo b'bayis acher, if you don't have a second house, right, you're not wealthy enough to have a second home, so then ochel b'bayis chavera, you go to your friend's house. If sadly you have no friends, ein lo b'bayis chavera, right, there's not a house available to you. So then you put up a machitza, you put up some kind of separation that's 10 tzvachim high, just to separate you between you and the mace and the corpse. You don't have a machitza. You have nothing. You have no materials from which to make a machitza. You just turn your back to the corpse, to the mace, and you eat. Right? You don't do haseba. Right, you don't lean and eat because that's inappropriate given your current situation of loss. You cannot eat meat and you don't drink wine. Right, those are prohibitions of an onen. You don't make brachos. You don't do a zimun. Right, three people before benching. Right, nobody else. Right, should be making brachos for you or doing zimun for you. You're not a part of that at all because you are an onen. Onen is pater from mitzvos. We're actually going to stop right here in the middle after Shavuos. I know today is Tuesday. We kind of we botched Wednesday and Thursday. But you'll forgive us. We will pick up on Tuesday. I guess we don't learn on Memorial Day either. But find something else to learn. Plenty of other learning opportunities. But please have a wonderful Shavuos. Enjoy the Chag. And come back and join us after.